Coming up on Friday, January 15th, that is the deadline for you to enroll and choose the best plan from healthcare.gov. We have CEO Kevin Counihan on the line this morning. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Bruce. Good morning.
So we got about a week or so for people to make a decision to determine what they need to do. Is this for new enrollees? Is it for people to, every year they reevaluate? What's the situation right now?
Right. Well, it's both, Bruce. It's about 8 days, of course, to get coverage for February 1st, which is the January 15th deadline. It's also 24 days left to get coverage for March 1st, which is the absolute deadline of January 31st. And this applies to both, whether people are shopping for the first time and want to see their affordable choices, if people have coverage and want to shop and look to see if they can get a better deal, it applies to both.
For people signing up the first time, how much cash will they need up front? 1 month payment, 2 months, how does that work?
Well, it's typically the first month's premium. But the best thing to do is to get to healthcare.gov or call the call center at 800-318-2596. And people only need to have a basic bit of information, household size, zip code, family income, things of that sort. And in real time, they can see plans available in Ohio, and they can also see what tax subsidies they're eligible for.
How do things differ then from people who had already been signed up? What kind of changes are there, or is there just new people getting in on offering better coverage?
Well, it's both. The part for the people that already have coverage is that the renewal process is so much easier than ever because we've pre-populated so much of the renewal application. For people that are coming in for the first time, they would have to include some information that people with coverage have already included. But it really serves both parties' interests for them to get back to healthcare.gov and see what affordable choices are available.
What about the state of Ohio? Do things differ from state to state?
Well, you know, it's a really good question. I just came back from the South, and, you know, most people think that their state is very unique, and certainly there are unique qualities. But, you know, if 57% of Ohio enrollees can find plans for $75 or less a month, and 8 out of 10 people in Ohio qualify for financial assistance. So that's really what's unique to Ohio, but it's pretty common everywhere.
When you're signing up, are you going to sign up as an individual? Everybody who gets the coverage has to sign up, or is there one person in the family that can do it for everybody? What's usually the situation for that?
Yeah, that's usually how it works. So, for example, if a single person is enrolling, they obviously sign up just for themselves. If an individual is enrolling for their family, they can do the same. The real point, I think, is to get to healthcare.gov. If people want individual assistance, which many folks do, they can also type in localhelp.healthcare.gov, put in their zip code, and find out what personal assistance is available in their zip code area.
Kevin, the immediate deadline coming up is January 15th. Let's say someone loses their job in March. What are their options?
Their options are that they could come back to healthcare.gov and look for, and shop for coverage then. The other thing I would add, Bruce, is also to remind folks that the penalty is going up a bit in 2016, and this is for folks that could afford coverage but choose not to have it. The minimum now is $695 per person or 2.5% of household income. So, again, people can waive out of that based on affordability, religious affiliation, things of that sort. But it's helpful for people just to be made aware.
A lot of times with healthcare.gov, it always works its way through the politicians, and we get it coming out in the news all the time, different things if it's going to happen, it's continuing on. What should people be concerned about that or at least know regarding the politics of a lot of this?
Well, you know, I got hired to keep the trains running, and all the stuff about the politics is above my pay grade. What I can tell people is get to healthcare.gov, call the call center at 800-318-2596. We're enrolling millions of people. We're pleased about how things are going. We want people to get insured, whether they get it through healthcare.gov, their employer, buy it on their own. We want people to have the peace of mind of having health insurance.
Again, our guest this morning has been Kevin Counihan, CEO for the healthcare.gov. Again, healthcare.gov is the place to go to get the details. And as you mentioned, there's also local help as well. Kevin, thanks for sharing the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.